Okay, let's unpack this. We have a pairing on the table today that, at first glance, looks like oil and water.
It is an unusual combination, I'll give you that.
Right. I mean, on one side, you've got Kafence, hardcore cybersecurity. These are the folks in the trenches, stopping phishing attacks, dealing with what they call polymorphic threats. It's, serious
Ooh,
business.
very serious. They're a leader in email security focused on that.
Yeah.
That terrifying moment after an email gets past the firewall.
When it's just sitting in your inbox.
Exactly. Just waiting for a click.
And then on the other side of the ring, we have Auto Content API, which pitches itself as this industrial content engine.
Yeah, a tool for churning out podcasts, videos, social media posts, just a massive amount of content.
At a scale that sounds, frankly, exhausting.
It would be if humans were doing it, but that's the whole point, right?
Okay.
They're not.
So here's the question for this deep dive. What on earth does a high-volume content factory have to do with stopping a hacker from stealing your credentials?
It's a great question because one feels like marketing and the other feels like, digital warfare.
Exactly.
And the answer, I think, lies in a concept from the auto content docs they call mental availability.
Mental availability. Okay, that sounds a little abstract.
It's about attention. Think about it. Kafence's mission is to stop phishing, but they say it themselves. Generic training weakens employee resilience.
Right, the once a year seminar that everyone just zones out of.
Exactly. To actually stop a threat, you need to be in the user's head. You have to be present constantly, and that's a content problem.
So you're saying security is actually a content problem?
I'm saying security education is a content problem. The phishers are using AI to generate endless attacks. They move at AI speed.
And corporate security teams are moving at the speed of what? Corporate video production.
Which is
Right.
glacial. I mean, painfully slow.
Okay, so our mission today is to see what happens when you plug Kofence's intelligence into an engine like Auto Content API.
Can we actually out-content the scammers?
I love that. Out-content the scammers. Okay, let's get into the context first. The battlefield.
Right. Kafence's reality. They state that phishing never stops changing. These aren't just simple emails anymore. They're AI-driven polymorphic attacks.
Use that word polymorphic. It sounds like a sci-fi villain.
It basically is. Think of it like a virus that mutates. The core goal is the same: steal your login, but the outside, the email itself, looks different every single time.
So a simple firewall rule can't just block it.
Nope. The attack is too fluid, and Kofence has the data they can spot these threats. The problem isn't detection. It's communication.
Communicating it to the person who's about to click the link.
And that gets us to what the source material calls the production bottleneck.
The bottleneck, right.
Let's paint a picture. Kafence spots a new whaling attack targeting CFOs. It uses a very specific fake invoice.
Okay.
They need to warn every CFO, like right now, ideally with a video, a short audio briefing, a blog post showing what to look
But
for.
doing that manually, I mean, the cost is
Yeah.
just, it's prohibitive.
It really is. The source data says outsourcing one podcast episode can cost anywhere from $100 to, what, $15,000?
And a professional video is at least $3,000.
Minimum.
Yeah.
And that's just the money. The real cost is time. It takes weeks to get a video scripted, filmed, edited, approved.
And by then, the attackers have already changed the invoice template.
Exactly. The security team is always fighting the last war. This is where the API changes the whole game. It moves from linear production, one person, one asset, to parallel.
One input, many assets.
Yeah, I saw that phrase in the docs. Server constrained instead of human constrained.
Which is just a fancy way of saying your only limit is computing power.
And for a security company, that speed isn't just for marketing. It's a safety feature. A threat hits at 9 a.m., the warning content needs to be out by 9:05.
Not next Tuesday.
Never next Tuesday.
Okay, so that's the why. Speed. Volume. Now let's get into the how. Because Kofence has a mountain of data. The phishing threat database reports like the new era of phishing.
Which is a brilliant report, super valuable, but it's dense. It's a PDF.
Right. And who, besides us, is curling up with a 50-page threat report on a Sunday morning?
Not many people. And that's what I'd call trapped value. The intel is there, but the format is all wrong.
So how does this integration unlock it?
Well, the API acts like a sort of notebook LM for the enterprise.
Oh, we've talked about that. The Google tool that turns your docs into audio.
Right, but that's a consumer tool. This is API first. So Kofence could automate the whole workflow. A new threat report gets finalized, dropped in a folder. The API just picks it up, ingests the PDF, pulls out the key findings, like, say, a rise in QR code phishing, and automatically generates a deep dive audio summary.
So the CISO gets an audio file on their phone 10 minutes later.
Exactly. But here's where it gets really cool. The API also has voice cloning.
Oh, I saw this. Natural, steady, and believable.
Think about the CEO paradox. Everyone wants to hear from the leader, but the leader has zero time.
Yeah.
Kofense could clone their CISO's voice.
With permission, of course.
Yeah, of course. And then use that cloned voice to narrate daily threat briefings.
Wow.
So every morning, employees hear their actual security leader explaining today's threat in their voice without that person ever stepping into a studio.
That is wild. That builds that mental availability you mentioned. You start to trust that voice. It's, oh, here's the morning update from Dave the CISO.
It totally humanizes what's usually a faceless department of no. It's a personal warning, not a corporate memo.
But this isn't just for internal stuff, is it? The sources mentioned newsjacking.
It is so necessary in security. Newsjacking is just real-time reaction. The API can listen to social feeds, X, Reddit, for trending keywords.
Okay, so let's play this out. A huge data breach hits an airline. It's trending everywhere.
Right. The API sees the spike in sentiment around the keyword breach. A traditional company would call a meeting, draft a statement, maybe post something in 2 days.
When the story is already old news.
Exactly. But with this reaction loop, the API triggers a deep research task. It scans the web to figure out what happened. Ransomware. Credential stuffing.
And then?
Then it instantly generates a script for a market alert video short. It uses their Video Create Shorts endpoint to make a vertical video for TikTok or Shorts.
With an AI avatar explaining the breach.
And how Kofense protects against that specific type of attack.
And the turnaround time on that is what?
The documentation says the whole thing, from detection to video, is about 5 minutes.
5 minutes? That's absurd.
And the cost. Roughly 400 credits, which is about 4 euros.
4 euros? You can't even get a decent coffee for that, compared to $300 for a human editor to do it.
See, it lets them just flood the zone. They become their own 2047 news network on social media.
Using faceless channels, as the docs call them, no need to put their own people on camera.
Just use the AI avatars to deliver quick, automated tips. 3 signs of a phishing email, what to do if you clicked, all generated on the fly.
It's like weaponizing content for good. I want to shift to something else I saw, though. Localization. Because phishing is global.
Absolutely. The hackers don't care about borders, and Kofense has clients everywhere.
But training is almost always in English, maybe with a few other languages, if you're lucky.
And that's a huge vulnerability. Hackers know that. They'll target the branch office where they know the language barrier is a weak spot.
And the AutoContent API supports, what was it, over 50 languages?
Over 50. Mm. And we're not just talking text translation. It resynthesizes the audio, re-renders the video.
So an English threat update.
Can be instantly transcribed, translated, and regenerated as a German podcast, a Japanese video, a French audio briefing.
All at the same time?
Simultaneously. So every employee in a global company gets the same quality intelligence at the same time. No more waiting weeks for a translation agency.
That's a huge operational win. It flattens the world for that company.
And it solves that generic training problem. You can send hyper-specific, localized warnings. Hey, Brazil team, watch out for this specific Boleto Bancario scam.
Speaking of specific, what about explainer videos? Kofense has tons of complex documentation.
Yeah, and it's usually just a wall of text on a support page.
Which no one reads until their computer is already on fire.
Exactly. So the API has a feature where it can just crawl a URL and turn that text into a 60-second explainer video.
So you could turn their entire support library into a video library.
You could. And that has 2 huge benefits. First, dwell time. Google rewards pages where people stick around. So video helps SEO. But more importantly for Kofense,
it reduces support tickets.
Big time. If you can watch a 1-minute video on how to quarantine an email, you're not going to call the help desk. It just reduces all that friction.
It feels like this all comes back to the economics. We talked about 4 euros for a video, but the podcast numbers are just staggering.
The cost arbitrage is the whole story. A human-made podcast is hundreds of dollars. The API cost is between 10 cents and 2 euros.
It's basically free.
It is. And that's what unlocks the long tail strategy.
Explain that for everyone listening, the long tail.
So in media, you only make content for a big audience because it's so expensive. You can't justify a $5,000 video about a niche threat that only targets, like, dentist supply companies.
Right. The audience is too small. The ROI isn't there.
But if that video costs you 10 cents, suddenly you can make that video. And you can make one for maritime logistics. and one for boutique bakeries.
Even if only 50 people watch the maritime logistics one.
It's still wildly profitable, and those 50 people feel incredibly seen and protected. That's how you build insane loyalty.
And from an SEO standpoint, that's just a goldmine.
Oh, it's called programmatic SEO, or PSEO. You can create thousands of landing pages for phishing defense for industry.
But doesn't Google hate that? They call it thin content.
They do, if you just copy and paste the text. But the API solves that by generating unique audio and unique video for every single page.
So each page is actually high-value multimedia content.
Exactly. It prevents the penalty and lets Kofence just dominate search results for thousands of keywords. It's a competitive moat that's almost impossible for a competitor using humans to cross.
So we've looked at the tech, the speed, the localization, the money. It really feels like a total shift in how a security company can operate.
It's a content transformation. Kofence talks about turning intelligence into action. This is the engine that makes that action instant and universal.
It's less about selling software and more about running a media operation.
The software is the tool, but media becomes the delivery system for the knowledge. They become a 24/7 news network for cyber threats.
The CNN of cybersecurity, powered by an API. That's a powerful thought.
It matches the speed of the threat. It solves the production bottleneck. And it respects the user's time by giving them content in the format they actually want.
Okay, so here's where I want to leave everyone today, because we've painted this picture of a super efficient defense machine, but I can't shake this one thought.
Go on.
We know the hackers are using AI. They're using it to write perfect phishing emails, perfect malware, perfect lies. The attack is automated.
It's an industrialized attack process now, yeah.
And everything we've described today is automating the defense. Using AI to generate perfect warnings, perfect explainers, perfect training.
It's a content arms race.
Exactly. So here's the question. In a future where attackers use AI to generate lies faster than any human can type, is the only way to defend ourselves to have an AI that generates the truth even faster?
That is the provocative thought, isn't it?
Hmm.
Are we entering a war of AI content versus AI phishing? And if we are, can we really afford not to use these tools?
If the enemy has a machine gun, you can't show up with a musket.
I think the answer is becoming pretty clear.
Speed is safety.
And volume is victory.
On that cheerful note, thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
A pleasure as always.
Stay safe out there, watch your inbox, and we'll see you next time.